Well, gee, there's two things that come naturally to us, repentance and humility. So, I mean, you know, I have no illusions about that in myself, and I certainly, as the people that I preach on behalf of and to every Sunday, I have no illusions about you either, in terms of what you walk in the door with on Sunday morning, in terms of pride and thinking that, well, I really don't need, you know, as much as somebody else does. Some, you know, I have no illusions about that. And, of course, the response to that is not to get up and constantly remind people of how terrible they are. It's to remind them that no matter who we are, Christ gives himself to us. See, because that's the gospel. That's what you have to constantly guard against. That's what Meg is doing in this material as you go through it. That's what's at stake here. You see, everybody's got something to add to Jesus. You see, everybody's got something to add to him, to make him more palatable, or to, everybody's got something for us to do to make the Christian life work better. And our message is, there's nothing we can do, there's nothing we have to do. I said in my sermon a couple weeks ago, I was talking about the freedom we have and how we're free to go out and serve, you know, take on the neighbor's burdens and the projects, or not. You're free to not do it. And that got some people upset. And of course, what got upset was their works righteousness. What?
What am I doing this for?
You're actually, yeah, what am I doing this for? What am I doing things for? Well, it's a good question. What are you doing them for? Hopefully it's for the sake of your neighbor, which is what you were created to do. Because God doesn't need what you have to do.
Filthy rags.
Filthy rags. That's right.
Your best won't save you,
your best won't save you, your worst won't condemn you. Your best is no better than your worst in that sense, you see.
That's a difficult concept, it seems to me.
Oh, it's very hard.
I'm thinking of, you know, talking to somebody else that isn't a Christian or is, say, of the conservative evangelical. Because in the Lord's Prayer it says, forgive us our trespasses.
Yeah.
It doesn't say forgive us our trespasses. And so that indicates trespasses, that there are different kinds of sins that we're asking for forgiveness of. And we're saying we shouldn't list sins, or we shouldn't think about listing sins or what they are. It's just sin.
It's sin. It's you're making an argument that's...
And didn't John Baptist say, repent of your sins?
Of course. Yeah.
So repent of sin.
You're making an argument that's not necessary to make because we're having an agreement on both sides of the question. Both things are true. You see? Part of it is just, in the Lord's Prayer, what is Jesus teaching us to do when we pray for forgiveness? I preached a sermon on this during Lent, for heaven's sake, and some of you were here. What am I talking to myself? We're praying against ourselves. We're praying against ourselves. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Whoops!